Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I'm the pastor of Elevation Church. Thank you for joining us on the Elevation Podcast. Every single week, there's a brand new message from Elevation Church. But today, here's a bonus teaching exclusively for our podcast listeners. We picked it out just for you. I hope you enjoy this bonus message. And we'll pick up in Genesis 32:19. I love you guys, man. Genesis 32:19. He also instructed the second, the third, and all the others who followed the herds. You are to say the same thing to Esau when you meet him, and be sure to say, your servant Jacob is coming behind us. For he thought, I will pacify him with these gifts I'm sending on ahead. With these gifts I am sending on ahead. Later, when I see him, perhaps he will receive me. So Jacob's gifts went on ahead of him, but he himself spent the night in the camp. And that night, Jacob got up and took his two wives. Touch somebody, say, don't get any ideas. His two female servants and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. And after he had sent them all across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. There comes a time in your life where you've got to make peace with Esau. See, Esau is the one, let me teach a little bit. Esau was the one that Jacob had struggled with but never prevailed against his whole life. Esau was the one that Jacob pretended to be to get what he thought he needed to have. Esau was the one that Jacob even subconsciously and prenatally had problems with. He was predisposed to wrestle with Esau before he had a conscious thought. And now he's 97, and he's preparing to meet with Esau. If you have a Bible with pages, there's probably a heading on chapter 32 of Genesis that says, Jacob prepares to meet Esau. Because there comes a time that no matter how much God has blessed you, and no matter how much you've grown to accumulate stuff, or no matter how good your body looks, or no matter how fit you are in your physique, you cannot outrun your dysfunctional relationships forever. One of the greatest blessings that God gives is peace. If you want to pray for anything, pray for peace. Because if all of your prayers center around provision, if you have the provision but not the peace, you have the external stuff without the internal infrastructure to even enjoy what you prayed for. Pray for peace. And the greatest blessing that God gives us often has little to do with the resources he provides, but the relationships that he restores. And so we're looking at an Old Testament picture in Genesis 32 of Jacob, who has been able to pivot his whole life. Pivot. So when he gets in trouble at home, he runs to his uncle Laban's house. When he accidentally marries Leah after serving God for Rachel 7 years, he's able to pivot and get Rachel anyhow. When Laban begins to cheat him, and the Bible says that his heart turned against him, Jacob was able to have the business savvy and the common sense to devise a system by which he could stay ahead. But Esau is that enemy. Esau is that thing that he's been fighting against and fleeing from his whole life. By the time he prepares to make peace with Esau, he's been hiding from him for 21 years. Now I want to ask a question. What are you hiding from? It is the central question of my discourse today. And I believe it's a penetrating question if you'll really answer it in your heart. What are you hiding from? Because no matter where Jacob turned or where Jacob went, what Jacob did, what he accomplished, there was always Esau. It's the battle that he was fighting when he was 9 months old. It was the battle he was fighting when he was 97. What is your Esau? What is the thing that no matter how many herds and cattle and goats and relationships you acquire, there is always an Esau? It's your hidden issue. It is not the thing that you mention to the people in your e-group. It is not the thing that you talk about to people you just met. It is the thing beneath the thing beneath the thing. It is not your behavior. It is not your symptom. It is your issue. Church is ineffective when preachers only address behaviors, because until you get to the issue that creates the behavior will manifest because the issue wasn't healed. What are you hiding from? Hiding from? Your heart may be in hiding because of your fear of rejection. Your heart may be in hiding because of your fear of failure. I understand why Jacob had issues. It's pretty plain in the text. Well, the Bible says that there was a lot of favoritism going on in Isaac's household. In fact, I'll show you the scripture in Genesis 25, 28. It says that Isaac, his father, who had a taste for wild game, loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. There it is. No wonder the guy spent his whole life in hiding, because from a very early age, he discovered that he didn't have what his father wanted. He didn't have the skills to be acceptable in the sight of the ones whose affirmation meant the most. And when that happens to you, you develop all kinds of devices to hide behind. Psychologically, they call this abandonment issues. And they say that when you have abandonment issues, it can happen through a divorce, it can happen through abuse, it can happen through love withheld, it can happen through a circumstance that is so embedded that you can't even remember what it is. But when you have these abandonment issues, they tell us that you tend toward two extremes. One is attachment, and the other is avoidance. So you attach. This is Jacob grabbing the heel of Esau. Or you avoid. This is Jacob running from that same brother that he was trying to attach himself to. One thing I love about God's word is that it doesn't just address my spirituality, it addresses my psychology. In Jacob, I see an illustrated sermon about the psyche of someone who is running toward and chasing something that they can never get, meanwhile running from something that they don't want to face. And I believe every person in our church can relate to Jacob. Hiding from an Esau in your life. Hiding and hoping that no one sees you for who you really are. So you invent methods by which to be impressive. That's what Jacob did. He makes a plan. He makes a plan to hide his issues. He gets his messengers. And you got to understand, in the last 21 years, Jacob was not struggling. Jacob was prospering. Jacob was succeeding. Jacob was accumulating. Jacob was working his way up. And by this time, Jacob is very rich and he's got a lot of kids. So he's on the external level doing pretty well for himself. So what he does, and I think we all do this, is he tries to use what he's accumulated to hide who he is. You know, it's the right amount of quiet today. I can tell I'm on that nerve. I'm up in your stuff. Touch your neighbor, say, come out of hiding, come out of hiding, come out of hiding. Yeah, because Jacob gets a strategy. He gets a plan. He calls his messengers. He's got a lot of people working for him. He's got a lot of representatives, and he calls his representatives, and he says, here's what I want you to do. Line up the goats, and line up the rams, and line up the camels, and line up the cows, and line up the bulls. Get some donkeys, male donkeys, female donkeys. Put the servants out there, and he arranges what's around him to hide what's within him. Maybe Esau will accept me. Yeah. if I send him a goat. Maybe Esau will accept me if I send him a donkey. Maybe people will like me if I make them laugh. So, ha 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 ha, I'm the life of the party. When I get alone, what I had out in front of me can't help me for the battle I have to fight within me. The Bible says that when Jacob sent his gift ahead, he remained alone in the camp. And to every lonely person today, I want to encourage you to know that the places of your greatest isolation will often become the places of your greatest revelation. Amen. Jacob had seen God in the form of an angel when he was with people, but he only saw God's face when he was all alone, separated from his stuff. He sent his gift ahead, but he himself spent the night in the camp. And God dealt with him. And God pushed him around a little bit. And God brought him to his breaking point. So much so that the Bible says when he got done and he left that camp, he was limping. He was limping, but he was blessed. His hip was dislocated, but his identity was now securely in place because he found out who he was. God said today through the preaching of his word, he was going to restore unto you an awareness of your identity because you've gotten so enmeshed and entangled with your stuff and your skills that you've lost your sense of substance. But today is the day that the hand of God is upon you heavy to show you who you are. Wow. So he crossed the ford. Look at verse 22. He crossed the ford of the Jabbok. Say what? The who now? The Jabbok. Jacob crossed the Jabbok. Let me try it like this. All his life, he thought he was fighting against Esau. For 21 years, he thought he was running from Esau. But God showed up to show him that the only real enemy that he was ever fighting against. See, I've learned this because I want to digress for a minute. That the real enemy is not the issue I see. Your life will change. Your marriage will change. Your relationships will change. When you stop trying to fix Esau. Jacob crossed the Jabbok. Do you think those two sound similar on accident? Do you think that there's a sense of poetic justice in the mind of God that he wants to show us that all the time you were running from Esau, all the time you were running from issues, all the time you were running from relationships, all the time you were running from fears, the only issue is you. And if you can get right with you, you can get right with God. And if you can get right with God, God can make it right with Esau. Touch three people, tell them, get over yourself. That's the real enemy. It's the enemy in me. It's the Jabbok I gotta cross. It's my pride I gotta get over. It's my regret I've gotta get over. It's my scars I gotta get over. It's not your issue that's holding me back. It's me, God. It's me. It's me. I won't let you go till you bless me. The practical implications of this revelation are staggering. If the only thing you really have to cross over is your own misconceptions of what it means to be accepted by God, you're going to be all good. Single, you're going to be all good. Married, you're going to be all good. Touch them again. Say, get over yourself. Get over yourself. That's my message today. Get over yourself, Jacob. If you can get over your conniving, scheming, dysfunctional ways, God will fix your relationships. On the other hand, if you don't get over yourself, you're going to carry your issues into your next relationship, and your issues are only going to increase when they are multiplied by the human interaction that is required for you to connect with another person when you have not even learned to correctly connect with yourself. That's free. You want right relationships? It's going to require the right posture. And the right posture is for not for you to try to make yourself appear impressive. If you really want to connect with people and stop pivoting from issue to issue, you got to deal with what's within. Come out from behind your hurts and stand before Esau and face your fears. And face your failures. And face your frustration. And when Esau saw Jacob on the ground, he took out his buck knife and put it in the... Wouldn't that be crazy if that happened next and Jacob died right there? Wouldn't that be crazy? Isn't that just what you expect is going to happen if you ever get real and come out from behind what you're hiding behind? Come on, be honest. You are scared to death that if you ever show the real you, if you ever get out from behind all the religious talk, because one of the things that people hide behind more than anything else is their religious pretension. Spiritual sounding and seeming stuff. But he comes out from behind that. And watch what Esau did. This is like the father in the prodigal son story. This is how God treats every son, every daughter that comes running home with no excuses, but just an admission, I have sinned. Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. The thing that he had been hiding from for 2 decades was handled the whole time. I came with an announcement. What you're hiding from has already been handled. The shame, the guilt, the disgrace, the disappointment, the uncertainty. I need you to turn to your neighbor and tell him in your best Olivia Pope voice, tell him it's handled. It's handled. It's handled. It's handled. Come on, tell 5 people. It's handled. It's handled. It's handled.
Well, if you enjoyed today's podcast, there are a couple things I'd love for you to do. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. You can also help us reach others by investing today at elevationchurch.org/give. And thanks again for joining us on the Elevation Podcast.